As we head into a holiday work week, your news briefing today takes us to another anniversary involving freedom, protests, and Hong Kong. Plus, Juneteenth tugs at an important conversation for the Big C Church. That gets underway in a couple minutes, but we'll start today with a look at the unrest that continues this week in Hong Kong. We spoke with Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA about the latest developments.
The protesters have hit again, apparently on the legislature of Hong Kong. Hundreds of thousands of people marching in the streets. Very big show of, we don't want to be under Chinese law. We don't want to be subject to the things that people in China are subject to under the Communist Party. I think the people of Hong Kong are maybe seeing the pressure that's being put on certain areas within China, including and maybe especially religious expression.
Protests began a few weeks ago over a new law. It threatened to transfer criminal cases to China instead of prosecuting them in Hong Kong. Now, the law was withdrawn, but as one protester told BBC News, the movement's gone beyond that. Now, it's about Hong Kong's autonomy.
The people of Hong Kong are very aware of what goes on in China. They're aware of the lack of freedom, both religiously, politically, and other ways. They don't want that. They like the autonomy that they have. They like the freedom.
As you pray, consider this.
There's a significant number of ministries and gospel workers who are focused on China who are based in Hong Kong. A change in the situation for freedom there could affect many of those workers, many of those ministries.
Next, although tighter regulations make the future of the Chinese church uncertain, one thing is for sure, the future church needs future leaders. That's why one of China Partners' contacts in China is a Bible school.
This Bible school in Kunming has over 250 students, and they have 10 different minorities that are attending this Bible school.
China Partners' Eric Berkland says the school's turning out future teachers for the Chinese church.
They're equipping these minority young people in this Bible school. When they graduate, they have a choice to either go back to their communities where they came from to serve as pastors, or they can get further education.
And although China's become more restrictive on outside training groups, China Partners still plans to help. Despite everything, the Chinese church is working for God's kingdom, and for Berkland, that's encouraging.
What we're learning and what we saw face-to-face, or what we saw personally as a witness, is that no matter what happens with the government, his church has continued to flourish and is growing and indeed bearing fruit.
And the United States is 2 days away from celebrating its Independence Day. But for some, their own Independence Day was celebrated a couple weeks ago. Let me explain. Slaves in Texas didn't find out they were free until June 19, 1865, a couple years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Today, this date's remembered and celebrated as Juneteenth. Shalir Grady with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship tells us.
And that's an important moment in African American history in particular for us just to recognize that, because at the end of the day, even if 1963 there were black slaves that were celebrating all over the country, there are still those people in Texas. So many slaves in Texas that were still living that life. And so it wasn't until this moment that they were totally free.
Juneteenth also tugs at an important conversation for the church as it moves towards unity.
So I think it's important for the church to have conversations around this, because it's a part of our history as a church, but it's also just the history of the people that are in the church. And so I think the church, if the church opens the door for this types of conversation, in a way, it's kind of like it's like an act of repentance so that we don't repeat our mistakes.
Listen in on this conversation and find ways to respond like Christ at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for the things I talked about today, or things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.